The Italian port town of Gaeta, Interior Minister Roberto Maroni, gave Libya the first three of six patrol boats as part of an agreement to stem the flow of illegal immigrants. Italy has long pressed Libya to better patrol its coast to prevent boats carrying African immigrants from leaving its shores in search of a better life in Europe. Last week, Italy started sending boatloads of migrants it intercepted in international waters back to Libya, without first screening them for asylum claims. Libyan ambassador to Italy, Hafid Gadour, said his country could process the request for asylum seekers who might otherwise have presented the requests in Italy. The UN Refugee Agency has criticized the new policy, saying it is against international law, and criticized Libya's alleged lack of facilities. But Interior Minister Maroni said Italy needs international backing.
Ci sono tanti strumenti a nostra disposizione.
He said in the fight against illegal immigration, there are a lot of instruments at our disposal, but they are not sufficient if there is a lack of international collaboration to combat the trafficking of human beings. Maroni said the European Union must step in and help member states that bear the brunt of illegal immigration in the Mediterranean. He said Italy is a frontline state against illegal immigration and invests its own funds to protect other European countries. Wednesday, Italy's lower house of parliament approved a security bill that redefines illegal immigration as a criminal offense. The lawmakers voted to fine illegal immigrants up to $15,000 and jail people who house them in Italy. The new measures would lengthen the amount of time illegal immigrants can spend in detention and allows local officials to set up citizen patrols. The new security bill must be approved by the Italian Senate, Parliament's upper house, before it becomes law. Italy receives the world's fourth highest number of asylum claims each year, after the United States, Canada, and France. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.